This is episode 1565. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, you'll discover how slowing down doesn't necessarily mean that you're not getting as much accomplished. In fact, slowing down, going at your own pace, will allow you to become actually more effective, less stressed, and it will help you manage fatigue. And that's what this series is all about. It's helping you manage fatigue. The techniques that you discover this week in our Manage Fatigue theme we're exploring will also help you to manage stress. In today's episode, you're going to discover an affirmation that you can repeat throughout your day, especially when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night. Those are powerful times where your mind is more open and relaxed to focusing on an intention. And of course, you can repeat the affirmation anytime throughout your day, but morning and evening tend to be the best times where you're more receptive. An affirmation is a statement that you want to focus on. And in this week's series, you may have noticed in yesterday's episode, I shared with you a meditation formula that has to do with doing something to the point where you're still enjoying it. You're still feeling strong. You're still feeling productive. And then at that point, break away from it and allow yourself to relax. And of course, you can go back into completing the task or continuing with whatever you were doing. And when you do so, you will come away so much more refreshed. And this is the concept of Hara Hachibu. This is really a Confucian type of philosophy, but the Japanese really perfected it with Hara Hachibu, doing something to 80% of your capacity. This leaves room for you to still be refreshed and enjoying something as you do it. I want to give you an example of how you could do this in regard to a relationship, let's say. You may be exposed to somebody in your life who's very negative, and you have to see this person, so it's not as though you can avoid this person. What you can do is you could be around this person to the point where you're still experiencing some positive or at least more neutral interaction, and then break away from it. I know this isn't always possible, but what you could do is at that point, just disengage, focus on something else, or even leave the situation or the room or wherever you happen to be. And then you can always come back and you feel a little more restored and more refreshed. Parents do this with their children throwing temper tantrums. And if you're in an intimate relationship with someone, well, you can do this so that you don't lose your temper with the person. Everybody needs a little space. I remember when my children were pretty young and dropping them off and picking them up at the bus stop every day. This is something that I looked forward to, sending them off to school, waving to them as they were on the bus, and then picking them up, being excited to see them. Well, there was one person at the bus stop, another parent, who was very negative. And she would sort of corral the other parents and really go off about something. And I found this person to be really agitating and upsetting to me. And try as I might, I just couldn't shake this person's vibes. So what I did after going for several months, just being irritated and really starting to not want to go to the bus stop anymore. I almost started just driving my children to and from school because of this person, but they loved to play with the other kids in the neighborhood who they would see when they rode the bus to school. They loved riding the bus. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have to see this person, and this person is interacting with all the other parents. So what I'll do is I'll show up, say hello, just stop and talk a little bit, maybe engage with one other parent that was very positive and who I enjoyed being with. And then I would just break away and I would just stand and I'd wait for the bus. And then I'd be really focused on, oh, you know, when my children come off the bus, I can't wait. We're going to do this after school or whatever it might be. And that really helped me manage this person. This person was still very negative, still got to me, but I was able to break away at the point where I was still not agitated. I was still feeling positive and good. So I didn't wait until that person just zapped my energy. So this is a way you can manage your own fatigue. This is an example for a relationship, but you may be at work where you're just overwhelmed with projects. And so do your project, do your work to the best of your ability, to where you're still feeling productive and enjoying it. And just to the point before you start feeling pretty overwhelmed, leave it at that point and take a break. And then you can come back to it. You're going to feel so much more in control of your emotions and the situation when you do this. This is going to help you manage fatigue. It is a very powerful tip, so I hope you will try it. So for the meditation technique today, I'm going to share with you an affirmation that goes along with this concept of 80%. And the affirmation is something that's probably brand new to you. I'm joking. If you listen to me regularly, you know I say this to you every single time we meditate. And that is, you are so worth slowing down for. So the affirmation is, I am worth slowing down for. So as you ease yourself into your meditation today, go ahead and settle yourself down, knowing that the full guided meditations are on our Sip and Om meditation app. I always want to tell you about that because many of you want a little bit more guidance. So I created an app in Android and the Apple iOS version. And my gift to you is full access to everything on the app for 2 weeks free. So you can give it a whirl and see what you think. You get a journal with each week's series. So you get a fatigue journal this week. Those journals are very powerful and take you deeper into a theme. And you also get a slowdown guide that you can use throughout the day to help you as you manage your different stress triggers. There are all the techniques there for the full week. So you could select a technique when you need it your most. So again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. So as you straighten your spine and close your eyes and begin to relax your body, begin to breathe. Follow your breath, inhaling and exhaling through your nose, relaxing your whole body, and mentally repeat, I am worth slowing down for. I am worth slowing down for. I am worth slowing down for. Repeat this affirmation out loud. Repeat it in a whisper. Repeat it mentally to yourself. Engage your full consciousness into this affirmation. And then sit in stillness, enjoying the beautiful sensations you've created for yourself. And you are worth slowing down for.